FM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
93.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I don't understand it without
for whatever reason. My brothers and sisters, there should have been joy when Jesus entered into the world. There should have been joy when he entered into his own creation. And the world was looking for something so much greater. They were looking for a conquering king. But what they got was a conquering Savior. And when we think about how God operates in this dispensation or this church age, we see his loving care working on behalf of his people. In the book of Isaiah 9:6, Isaiah prophesied concerning the birth of Christ some 700 years before he arrived. The book of Isaiah is a prophetic book, a book that God had prescribed by men who were divinely inspired to share prophetically a word what must shortly come to pass. And God does not give this to every man, because not every man is able to handle the prophetic teaching and the prophetic words of God. Set apart, chosen from the very foundation of the world, act unusual to a dispensation or to a world that don't quite understand who our God is. And God has given us the answers to all of the questions that we choose to ask. And he sometimes reveals prophetically what is about to take place, and sometimes he say, wait a minute, until I fulfill the thing that I have discovered in your heart. And it is in the hearts of men and in the hearts of women that we search out and seek out the things of God. It is in the heart of men that God is conquering and circumcising the action of each and every one of us as we sojourn toward the place that men have not seen, our ears have heard. Only one man has come from heaven to earth to reveal the eternal powers of an eternal God. And we who are his children, created in his holy image, walk circumspectly towards the kingdom of our Lord, our God, and our King. For Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us, inclusive, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. There are governments in the world, but there is no government like the Lord God's government. Where he will reign supreme, not dominating, not forcing people to bow down and stand up before him. But he looks at a people who love him and honor him and adore him. For angels bow before him. And heaven and earth adore him. We serve a God who is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. That's the God we serve. And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What kind of God is it that you serve? That there are no adjectives that can describe who he is. There are no adjectives that can be high enough to proclaim who he is. But God's word by his divine service elevates him to a higher plateau where men will know who our Lord, our God is. Then Isaiah said in 7:14, therefore, and whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is therefore. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. He is not way out there where he is not touched, but he is right here, right now, because he is with us. And there should be a deep, and there should have been a deep joy, because God was with us. This joy, unspeakable joy, this joy resonates deep down within the souls of men. And if you don't have joy, you certainly don't have peace. Because every now and then our soul releases this joy. That within us and the Holy Spirit is saying, I am with you. Oh, you missed it. Because the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, is the one that gets deep down on the inside of us, causing us to be different people, conforming us into the image of a holy God, casting out all manifestation of our humanity that is earthly. The Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, is the one to clean us up, getting stuff out of our life that we can't get out ourselves. The Holy Spirit is the one that takes up residence within us, conforming us into the image of a holy God. For we have been all predestined to look just like him. In holiness and righteousness is what the Lord is after. As we bow before his presence and honor him, for he is worthy of our praise. Amen. My brothers and sisters, those are the words when Jesus said, I am with you. When we see these words that Jesus spoke to his disciples, he was about to ascend back into heaven. I am, there it is. The great I am that spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai of Mount Horeb. The great I am that says, I am that I am. The great I am, the one who says, I am your water when you are thirsty. The great I am is the one who said, I am your food when you are hungry. The great I am. Because he is God. He is Yahweh Elohim, Elohim and Jehovah. He is the infinite that became finite. He is the transcendent that became imminent. He is the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the God who saints and declare and decree. That's the God that you serve. And this is an expression of joy, my brothers and sisters. For the joy that we have, the world did not give it to us, and the world cannot take it away from us. We are different as believers because we are not supposed to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the power of the Spirit. We ought to act different. We ought to treat one another the way Christ treated his fellow man, regardless of what they look like, regardless of how they appear to be. He came to set the captive free. And when we as believers have been saved, we understand what this joy is all about. My brothers and my sisters, joy is defined as good pleasure or happiness that is dependent upon who Jesus is rather than on what we are. And what that means is that it's not about who we are, it's about who he is. For Jesus chose us. It was Jesus who restored us. It was Jesus who reconciled us. It was Jesus who redeemed us. It was Jesus who revitalized us. And it is Jesus who is the one who saved us. He predestined us, and he has made us acceptable. to the Holy Father, who will not have fellowship with anything that is not holy. My brothers and sisters, God is revealing the joy of His love for mankind. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, this was not just joy. This was great joy. And great joy is a feeling of intense happiness or delight that comes from something that is exceptionally good or satisfying. The world was about to experience something that was exceptionally good. In a world and in a time where there should have been, where there was so much badness and so much that was disturbing and so much that was destructive, God was sending His Son. So, now that you've got my introduction, I'll share a few words this morning. Because my intent this morning is to share something that should bring great joy to the world. When we think about the Lord God, we praise God for who He is. And we worship Him for what He has done. We praise Him for who He is. But we worship Him for what He's done. Because there's nobody like Him. Nobody that can compare to Him. Nobody is good enough. All of us have got something in our life, but we praise Him for who He is, and we worship Him for what He has done for us. It has been said, when praises go up, blessings come down. And we can say this because in Psalm 22 and 3, it states, God, Elohim, Elohim, Yahweh, and Jehovah, God inhabited the praises of His what? Of His people. If you and I were created in His image, if you and I were baptized and born again, if you and I are saved by the Lord, God did inhabit the praises of His people. Because not all people that was born are His people. But if you have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, God inhabited your praise. Because you are His people. And what this means is God is present and dwell in the praises of His people. God is right here, right now. I don't know what you feel, but when God's word is expanded and expounded upon, you should feel something deep down within your heart. It can also mean that God's throne is established on earth through our worship. Through our worship. Because when we come into the house of the Lord, there should be a worship experience. When we come into the house of the Lord, there should be some praises.